a major economic development project announced for Chickasha. The Osage Nation is working to take control of its Minerals Council and a group that's expanding pride events through the state. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. Chickasha will soon be home to a new industrial park powered by its own solar farm. Grayson Wheeler reports on what Governor Kevin Stitt says will be the city's largest ever private investment.
An announcement from the governor's office says the investment could create thousands of jobs and infuse $3.5 billion into Chickasha's economy. It's spearheaded by local businessman Chet Hitt, who's been responsible for several commercial projects in Chickasha. Earlier this year, Stitt appointed Hitt to the Board of Regents at the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma. The industrial park is also an early application of a new Oklahoma law that allows businesses to generate their own power behind the meter. That's a joint venture between solar company Lightfield Energy and a capital firm run by Stitt's former chief of staff, Bond Payne. The governor's office did not immediately respond to questions about whether the project will receive any state incentives or tax breaks. It's also unclear what industries the park will house. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Job Corps centers around the country are navigating uncertainty after a judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration's order to close them. Sally Verando has more on what that means for the three centers in Oklahoma.
A U.S. district judge issued a temporary restraining order to block the Department of Labor's immediate efforts to close all 99 Job Corps centers. Oklahoma's three centers provide residential vocational training for young people in Tulsa, Guthrie, and Tahlequah. Adam Martin, spokesperson for the Tulsa Job Corps Center, says the fight isn't over.
We know that this is good news moving forward, but we still got to fight. We still need the general public to continue to voice their support.
Martin says this process has been disruptive for students and staff. Youth have been rehoused, but their education has been stopped. The restraining order is in place until a court hearing set for June 17th. Martin says staffers are continuing to clean out their offices, knowing the center could still be permanently shuttered. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
The Osage Nation is trying to take full authority over its Minerals Council as the future of the Bureau of Indian Affairs remains uncertain. Thomas Pablo reports on a move by the tribe to reclaim its sovereignty.
Osage Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear wants to redirect full administrative responsibilities from the BIA to the Osage Minerals Council. This is because he believes the BIA won't be around forever. Standing Bear attended a consultation session in OKC on Tuesday. It was one of multiple meetings set up by the Department of the Interior to hear tribal input on BIA restructuring. During the meeting, he expressed concern about the federal government's lack of information.
There is questions as to what parts of the plan have already been decided. They are not responding directly to that except to say we have proposals, but there's nothing final.
Now, he says he's working with the federal government to take over the Minerals Council. If approved, the tribe would take control in fiscal year 2026. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Pride events are taking place in Oklahoma's urban and rural communities this month. Anna Pope reports on one organization's effort for visibility outside of metro areas.
Paul's Valley just celebrated its first official Pride over the weekend, and Ada is hosting Pride for just the second year later this week. Jacob Jeffrey helped start Rural Oklahoma Pride in 2021. The organization provides resources for individuals to organize Pride events and shares information about other celebrations. Jeffrey says it was founded to show love, support, and community growth in rural spaces.
And it's been beautiful watching all of these amazing folks come together and make it happen in places that they never dreamed it would happen.
He says the state has seen an increase in interest for rural pride events. Other pride celebrations coming up outside of Oklahoma City and Tulsa include Claremore, Prague, Salisaw, and Clinton. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.